My name's Matthew Rushworth. I work in Oxford University and I'm a neuroscientist there. And I suppose that one of the things that I think most intrigues me about the brain is a phenomenon that we see that's very prevalent in many different experiments. And that's the fact that the brain seems to change as a function of experience. And this, I think, runs counter to the intuition that many non-neuroscientists have about what the brain does. We tend to think about the brain as the thing that causes behavior, that produces the way in which we act. And if there's something different about our brain, then that constrains the way in which we might behave in the future. But for many neuroscientists, it's actually the opposite that's the case. As we gather different experiences, as we engage in different types of behavior, then we see that there are subtle changes that occur in the brain. So, for example, if you were to practice juggling for a while, we would see parts of the brain that are concerned with visual-spatial coordination changing and appearing to increase in size. Or if you engage in some other chore, then parts of the brain that are concerned with the cognitive processes needed to perform that chore would change in size. Even, it seems, if you spend more time engaged in social interaction, then parts of the brain that are important for mediating that social interaction will begin to change and increase in size and change the way in which they interact with other brain regions. So it isn't just the case that the brain drives the way in which we behave, but it's also really much more of a two-way street. It's also the case that behavior alters the way in which our brains are structured and alters the way in which they function.
That was Dr. Matthew Rushworth from Oxford University presenting his fascination with the fact that the brain is a bit like a muscle and can be exercised and affected by how we use it. So, by what we surround ourselves by and what we do. That's all for now. I'll be back again next month to unzip the genes in your brain. We'll be finding out about new genetic techniques for psychiatry and we'll be asking how much our IQ is determined by our genes. This Naked Neuroscience podcast has been brought to you in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association. See you next month to open our minds.